And you're listening to Asheville FM, and I'm Andy in for Greg, and I have with me right now a special opportunity to talk with station manager. This is KP Whalen, and so you've been here all day, and we went on the air. Can you talk a little about how that happened, how we got back on the air?
Yeah, so we, like many people, just rely on Duke Energy for our power, and during the week we made sure that the tower was working. Towers at a different location. And then we also have a connection through a fiber cable to the tower. So making sure all of those things were working while we were out of power. And then when I didn't quite realize how long we were going to be out of power, we were able to secure a donated generator. And so I grabbed a couple of volunteers and friends of the station, and we brought this giant generator in, and as we were hooking it up and we tested it and we knew we were on the air, we saw the Duke Power guys
amazing
put the line up. So we which is actually, so you know, obviously so much better. We only had a few things that we could power with a generator, but now our whole, you know, operation is up in all studios.
And also, like a recent, it seems like we had a recent kind of power boost as a result of just some upgrades in our system. Things are, listeners, if you're a listener and a supporter,
yes,
we thank you for that.
Absolutely.
But those are things that you help us do for this community. And the mysterious Greg is coming in now as we speak. But KP, I know that we have been working hard to provide information for the community and our listening audience, which extends beyond our community. But what are your kind of feelings about our role as we move forward in the next few days?
Yeah, I think you know, because we weren't able to communicate those things on air. And we did have volunteers with some service, sporadic at best, but we have been trying to essentially get the information out through social media and our website, and communicating all the needs and all of the resources that are available. So I'm happy that that is happening. Now we've got our concert calendar team engaged to just provide information and resources. Where mutual aid can be found, those kinds of things. And I think our DJs will be able to communicate that important information to folks. And especially, you know, I've been thinking a lot about this, Andy, because, you know, other stations have been doing a great job at getting information out. And I think once the capitalism kicks in and everyone's back to work and forgetting about some of those most marginalized people in our community, I want to be the station for them, you know?
Right. We've earlier in the day, I was in here kind of helping feed content about artists and musicians, and there's actually there's funding support, and we'll get that on the on our website as well as back out over the airwaves. But I know that we have a community of all kinds of people involved in the economy, from the artists to people involved in the brewing industry and so many others. And so we're trying to.
Well, good morning. You're listening to the second hour of the Climate Buzz. I'm Bob Hanna, and we are committed to sharing with you the stories, the people, the science, the challenges, and the solutions for a warming planet. And we have a real treat today. Micah Krause is on the line, and she's
hi, Micah.
And she is the founder of Big Mountain Impact, and Micah is an award-winning sustainability communications consultant and ICF certified professional coach who's focused on advancing efforts to create a more just and regenerative future. She works with organizations to develop compassionate leaders, cohesive teams, and 360-degree marketing communication strategies that maximize social and environmental impact. And Micah, thank you so much for joining us on the Climate Buzz today.
Thank you so much for having me.
So, Micah, I have to ask you, you know, you're kind of seeing what happened here, what happened in our across this region and our communities, and you know, just what you might want to say about the impact and you know, just how it was for you to see what happened.
Yeah, so our family is in Charleston at the moment. I have two kids that are 6 and 7, and we Came here to re-enroll the kids in school just to be sure that they had stability and that they were continuing to learn. So we're on our fourth week being here in Asheville, and we are so excited to get back to Asheville. We're coming back this weekend, on Saturday, and schools are reopening on the 28th. It is truly remarkable the progress that the city and Duke Energy have made on power and water, and we really thought it would be a lot longer. So we're, workers working round the clock, and we couldn't be more grateful for the city, state, and federal support, as well as community leaders, nonprofits, local businesses, businesses large and small, coming out for disaster relief. So we're in Charleston, and, I just honestly couldn't stop crying the first week that we got here. I think for so many reasons, mainly for the people that were affected, for our beautiful city. And it's very difficult to work on something like climate change for 15 years and see the data every day and hear the stories that seem, far off sometimes. We do have climate refugees here in the United States on the coast of Louisiana. I would call our family climate refugees from Austin, Texas, because it's just too hot. It's getting very hot. So we had already kind of come to North Carolina to beat that heat, and to be working on something for 15 years and then to see it come to life in such a terrifying and tragic and heartbreaking way just really broke my heart. And I think my heart was broken mainly for our children and my future grandchildren, for the life, the ways that they will inherit this impact. So feeling that firsthand was very surreal, as a person who's been working in this profession for a long time, and then also just the sadness for the future. But there's a lot of hope, and I do want to talk about that today. Yeah. But my immediate reaction was just, I did some ruminating of what the future could be. And that happened for about a week when I finally came to and snapped out of it a bit and really started thinking about how can you channel the sadness, the heartbreak, the anger over some of the rumors that were going around. There are such a roller coaster of emotions, and how do you channel that into action? So very, very focused on how to make the biggest impact when we return to Asheville, and really looking forward to that.
We just heard three more songs from Cardinals at the Window. A benefit for flood relief in Western North Carolina on Bandcamp. You can find that on Bandcamp. Cardinals at the Window. That was Lamb Chop with Is There a Doctor in the House? Before that was Sharon Van Etten with a very timely song called Weather. And the first of the songs from that album that we heard in that set was by Eric Bachman, who is a Nashville native. Wicked Little Dream. Cardinals at the Window is the name of the Bandcamp. New Commute Records. Hurricane Relief. 100% of the proceeds of that go to three nonprofits here in Western North Carolina: the Community Foundation of Western North Carolina, Rural Organizing and Resilience, ROAR, is the second of those, and Beloved Asheville is the third. So when you buy that on Bandcamp, 100% of the proceeds go to those nonprofits. We also heard Open Up by Michael Hurley. Armchair Boogie is the name of that record. That is a great song. Kevin Coyne singing I Really Love You from Babel, a record he did with Dagmar Krause. You're listening to The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly here on Asheville FM, WSFMLP 103.3 Asheville. My name is Greg Lyon. I'll be here for, almost another hour. And I have some information for you. First, let me tell you about one of our underwriters. Programming Sport is provided by the Lazy Diamond and its new all-natural wine bar, Strange Magic. Located at 98A North Lexington in downtown Asheville, Lazy Diamond and Strange Magic are open 6 p.m. to 12 a.m. Thursday through Saturday. The Lazy Diamond is also available for private parties. More information is available on the Lazy Diamond's Facebook page. And since the curfew is now at 11 p.m., you might want to check their Facebook page anyway. Just saying. But yeah, I think that's a positive development that we have an extra 3.5 hours. Am I right about that? Yes. To stay out and perhaps even, you know, visit with friends and congregate in our Asheville establishments if they're open. Let's hope that water comes back in a way that makes it easier on restaurants soon. I know they're doing the best they can. I listened to the alert, Macomb County and Asheville news conferences this morning. So I have some information for you. You can go to asheville.gov/Helene if you want to know information about what the government of Asheville City is saying. You can also go to bunkumready.org or ashevillerelief.com to find out other types of resources while you're looking around. If you haven't signed up for Buncombe County Alerts, you text BC Alert to the following number, 99411. The text is to 99411. You just text BC Alert, and that'll get you signed up. If you're worried about road closures, drivenc.gov should be a place to go for state roads. County roads, you might want to call 828-298-0397. That's 828-298-0397. So, also, if you've got trash collection, they are actually getting the trash here in Asheville City. Got to give kudos to those folks, because that was a lot of trash that got picked up at my house yesterday, and I was not alone. And I shall refrain from speaking about the other aspects of that trash. But perhaps you can imagine. So, yes, thank you to our sanitation workers here in Asheville and surrounding environs. They're picking up on a regular schedule. And as of now, the recycling schedule is not happening. I don't know what it'll be next week, but you can find out by going to the Asheville City webpage for that. Asheville.gov/Helene. We'll have more information. Food and water distribution locations in Asheville continue to provide bulk toilet flushing water in addition to drinking water. Drinking water is provided in bottles at these locations. The public will need to bring their own containers for flushing water. The City of Asheville food and water distribution site locations are open 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. and are as follows. Pack Square, downtown. Pack Square Park at 70 Court Plaza. Asheville Middle School at 211 South Trent Broad Avenue. Linwood Crump Shiloh Community Center at 121 Shiloh Road. Lucy Herring Elementary at 98 Sulphur Springs Road. Oakley Elementary School at 753 Fairview Road. Sandhill Elementary at 154 Sandhill School Road. Asheville, you need to enter via the Acton Circle entrance. And over in my neck of the woods in South Asheville at the William W. Estes Elementary School at 275 Overlook Road. They have a big tanker out for that. I suspect they have that at every one of those locations. And in Weaverville, North Windy Ridge Intermediate School at 20 Doan Road in Weaverville has that. In Fairview, Fairview Elementary at 1355 Charlotte Highway in Fairview. And in Black Mountain, it's the Black Mountain Ingles at 550 North Carolina No. 9 in Black Mountain. Fletcher, Cane Creek Middle School, at 570 Lower Brush Creek Road in Fletcher. And in Lester, it's Lester Elementary at 31 Gilbert Road. That's in Lester. The Asheville Rapid Transit bus services are now operating on a modified Sunday schedule on select routes where road conditions have improved. Outbound trips from the bus station will end at 5 p.m. Riders will be able to flag stop buses on the same side of the road as them, and bus fares are waived until further notice. For more information on routes and schedules, please visit AshevilleNC.gov/service/transit-service-alerts. That's AshevilleNC.gov/service/transit-service-alerts. Asheville Rapid Transit paratransit services are resuming where possible. Paratransit customers should call 828-250-6750 to schedule transportation. That's 828-250-6750 to schedule the transportation for ART paratransit. If you have any questions about what I'm saying, feel free to call after I'm off the air. Okay? And the number is 828-259-3936. That's 828-259-EZFM. 828-259-3936. I might as well go ahead and tell you my information request. My good friend Stephen Howard from Mental Notes is on my show a lot. Hello, Stephen, if you're out there. And he's been working for the city this past 2 weeks in various locations helping out. And he has been asked a question that they can't find an answer for in his immediate station that is a good one. They're looking for accurate information regarding who is actually accepting clothes donations. We can't seem to find any outlets that are accepting clothes donations. That's Stephen. And so I'm going to say, call me. If you know an answer to that, I'm an actual verified answer to that, please call me at 828-259-3936. Do you know where they're accepting clothing donations for Helene Relief? If you do, please give me a call so that I can not only let Stephen know, but let listeners know about that. Okay? Clothing donations, where are they accepted? If you have an answer, please call 828-259-3936 once I'm off the air. Okay. On that note, I'm going to play some Jesus Lizard because they have an absolutely fantastic new record out. Believe it or not, and they're touring and they're coming to Asheville, and we'll be back and ready to receive them when they do. I think it's in December. I'll tell you after this break. This is the song Grind. The new record is called Rack. You ready? Here we go.
This is Sweet Tea, an hour of radio that celebrates everything LGBTQIA+++ here in Asheville and beyond.
And we also want to say thank you to all of the listeners who donated during our fund drive last week. Oh my gosh.
KP, we did good.
We did real good, y'all.
Because of you guys.
$45,000. We had a goal of $35,000. So it's just incredible to see such an outpouring of support. So thank you all for donating.
Yeah, we really appreciate you. Shout out to my mom. Thanks for donating.
Thanks, Kazam.
We are so excited today. We love to have live music in the studio. And McKinney is a person. I remember seeing you play at Blue Ridge Pride.
Mm-hmm.
Was it 2 years ago?
Really? Yeah. Oh. And we're just excited to hear about, we know that you just released a new track called Riverside Drive.
It did.
Yeah. And we're excited to hear that live and other tracks you want to play. I'm curious. I would love to hear about, the story behind Riverside Drive. I think that would be a nice place to start.
Yeah.
I've actually never written a song as quick as I wrote that one. I'm typically like somebody that takes months and sometimes years to write a song. So this one is really interesting because I wrote it on my drive. I went home to West Virginia for a few days, really to shower, but also to bring back supplies. And I was still at the point where like, we weren't really sure if we were like, where is everybody? And we didn't have cell service. We didn't know that the roads were closed and that nobody could get here. And I was watching everybody drive in, bringing like all the supplies and like all the trucks coming in. And it was just like super emotional. And I wrote this on the way back.
I'm really excited to hear it live if you want to play it that way.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'd love to.
Falling down where the water's cold. Can't jump in, just take it slow. Riverside driving through our town. Don't breathe in, you might drown in the wake of a hurricane with nothing left to his name. The dead toll of by suicide, but he lost his kids and he lost his wife. So where else is he to go but down the river with his home in a cold truck unidentified? There's nothing left to install his life.